The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 400.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the founder of My Clementine and currently Miss Southwestern Ontario, and I'm really excited to have her on to share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Joanna Zine. Joanna, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on your show. So I'm currently competing as Miss Southwestern Ontario for Miss World Canada, and that competition will be going on in July, on July 16th to July 23rd, and I'm really excited about doing that. But in addition to pageants, I have my own business where I teach English and math partly to students in China, and then partly also privately tutoring students in Windsor. And just started that business because I really enjoy working with children, and I wanted to have my own schedule and my really nice to have my own schedule, actually, and also so that I could eventually expand it into doing marketing, which I'm doing now. I have a small modeling agency in Windsor, and we do marketing and event promoting and things like that that go along with the pageant competitions.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Joanna, what's your cultural background?
My background is I'm half Chinese. So my mom is from Hong Kong, and she was born there, immigrated here when she was 18. And then on my dad's side, he is very Canadian, but he was born in Canada, and so were his parents. But they immigrated from Ireland, and on my grandmother's side, and on my grandfather's side, like a Scottish German mix. So very, I like to say muddy on my dad's side, and then just pure Chinese on my mom's side.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
I don't really follow a lot of quotes, but something that I like to share with my students, because we talk about self-confidence pretty much every day, is just to be honest and to, oh gosh, this isn't even a quote. I tell my students to take a deep breath when they're speaking and speak from their diaphragm, because I want them to speak loudly, clearly, and honestly, and portray like the truest version of themselves with their inner strength. So hopefully Sheena, after this, she'll be able to put that into a fancy quote.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I do like that, you know, especially when you mentioned be the truest version of yourself. I think people forget about that, especially living, you know, in the world of social media and trying to keep up with everyone. We just have to take a deep breath, you know, take a step back and realize who we are internally so it can come out externally. So I really love what you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Self-confidence is so many different things. Really depends on who the person is, because self-confidence is the true, like, just back to what I was saying about self-confidence, it's the truest version of yourself. When you're honest with yourself and your past and where you want to go into your future, then that is confidence. You know exactly who you are. And I try to teach this to my students every day too, like, know where you're going.
Awesome. Well, thanks for that great definition. And Joanna, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I would have to say very closed off. I was not a very good person. I lived completely for myself. I was selfish. I would steal from my sister and my mom. I would lie, like, to my friends and to my family. Like, I just, ugh, it gives me like icky chills, like thinking back to how like I used to be, because I was so scared of being myself. And it took a long time to realize, like, okay, everybody can see through you. Like, stop being this horrible person, Joanna. It was very closed off. I don't think I had many friends because I just wasn't able to open up correctly.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think it's not always easy to share something like that, right? Especially, you know, you mentioned like you used to steal from your mom and sister. You weren't, you know, a great person. But the best thing is we can always change, right? And what was that moment in your life when you realized like you didn't have to be that way? You could be the truest version of yourself. Like, what was that aha moment?
It was kind of after university. Like, I mean, I wasn't, I make myself sound so terrible. Like, I was bad, but like, I still did well in school. Like, I still did my sports and everything. Like, but it wasn't until after school when I left and I started traveling across Canada. I was really passionate about nationalism. I know it's kind of like a scary buzzword now, but I really cared about Canada and I wanted to. Like, my goal when I was 13 was, like, to learn as much as I could about Canada. So I traveled with a First Nations artist and a First Nations group of people across Canada, like, to every province, like, by train, by car, by plane, just learning as much as I could. And it really opened up my eyes to what people are going through in our country. And it really opened up my mind to myself and, like, the type of person that I wanted to be. I knew that I cared about other people, but I did not know how I could do that. I didn't think that it was possible for me as a single person to make a difference until after that trip and meeting so many people who encouraged me to open up more and be more honest about myself. And also learn to say no. Like, if there's a question I don't want to answer, I don't have to lie about it. I can just say, no, I don't feel comfortable answering that. And even that small bit of advice made such a difference.
Thanks for sharing that. I love how you mentioned, like, you can always say no, right? I think as Asian women, we're always prone to just do as we're told, right?
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't align with us or we know, like, it's not right. We just do it for the sake of pleasing others or not make any noise. But sometimes you just have to say no, right? Especially if it's something that you don't agree with. And, you know, I haven't traveled all over Canada yet, but that's crazy that you've been able to go to every province in Canada, which is great. And, you know, because of that experience, what's your life been like now?
It's definitely opened up my own confidence to, like, the possibilities of who I can be. I've met a lot of incredible people over the past 5 years, and they really inspire me. Like, you know, like that, there's so many motivational videos and quotes and, like, the book The Secret and The Law of Success. Like, it always tells you, like, the law, you know, like the law of averages, where, like, the people who you surround yourself with, you're kind of like the average of those people. And I just started, like, trying always, like, I wanted to be the lowest average of my group. So I would surround myself with people who I aspired to be. And I just kept doing that and doing that. And I kept trying to find new role models. I had a mentor. Like, I just really wanted to, like, achieve more because I saw so many people my age, like, and younger doing so much with their lives. Like, and I was like, wow, I'm just wasting my time here. I got to get going. And, like, I guess that was obviously a point of low confidence, but having those people around me over the past 5 years, like, really helped me to build myself up. And I definitely wouldn't be here where I am now if I had not opened myself up to meeting new people, allowing them to, you know, be who they were, allowing myself to be who I am, and looking up to different things, like good qualities in people, and keeping an open mind and perspective on how to be a better person every day.
Thanks for sharing that. And it's great you're able to, you know, be more open and be able to do the work that you do because of the stuff that you've gone through. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I was actually thinking about it just before the show. I'm like, what can I say that would really inspire somebody? I think a lot of times, and like I went through this myself, like people can feel like really lonely or really like down on themselves. Like, and you always need something to fall back on. Like, I definitely always needed something to fall back on. It used to be naps, but now it's a lot more like music. And I really love cooking. Whenever I feel like stressed or like tired or anxious, I really fall back on cooking. I like preparing meals for myself that are really healthy. And I really love preparing meals for my family and my fiance because I want them to be healthy and to be the best versions of themselves too. And I love seeing that like smile on their face because I know that they're taken care of. So it's just that one thing that I really like doing that makes me feel really fulfilled. And it's very easy to do. So yeah, just come back to your question, just find something that you really, really love doing so that you can comfortably fall back into it and lift yourself back up again.
That's a great tip. You know, I love that. And sometimes it's just like a form of like meditation or just like something to get away from like all the craziness that happens around you. You know, you don't have to think about it. You can just go ahead and do it without, you know, any expectation, yeah. Right? Like you just love cooking because you love it. And that's more than enough of a reason to do it, which is great. And then that you can actually transfer that energy to other areas of your life. So thanks for sharing that great tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
I really like Facebook and Instagram right now. And I'm going to be starting a YouTube channel soon. I'm working with a girlfriend in a makeup company in Canada to do some beauty tutorials. So pretty much everything, you can find me at Joanna Zeane, the at symbol JoannaZeen. And that's my link on everything.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Joanna, you can also head on over to thetaoselfconfidence.com and search for Joanna's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Joanna for taking the time today to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Sheena, for inviting me. I really appreciate it. And I look forward to getting to know you a lot better in the future.
Not a problem. It was great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.